So we went to Rotterdam, and we were met at the border of the Holland border by the Society of Friends, the Quakers. I remember how sweet everything tasted when we got to Holland after having eaten bread mixed with sawdust and potatoes and margarine made of God knows what. I remember soap was practically impossible to get. My father had some South African Magaliesberg tobacco, and he exchanged it for a couple of bars of soap that he could use for shaving. I don't think people in this country realize what rationing really meant. But even in the Depression, if people had money, they could buy food.
Yes.
In Germany, it didn't matter how much money you had. I remember going on a foraging trip into the country after my father got out of the internment camp, and we were having something to eat in a little village inn, and my father started negotiating with some of the peasants for bread and food or ham or whatever it was, because the farmers had a certain amount of food, and they wouldn't accept money. The farmer wanted the coat that my mother had on. Mm-hmm. I don't remember whether she gave it to him or not.
Yeah. Now the friends had come to the borders to help people?
The Society of Friends met the train.
These were like
and took charge of us. Uh-huh. Like the Red Cross would do in case of an emergency. Anyway, we were in Rotterdam for about 2 weeks. Then we caught a fishing boat, a small trawler, to take us to Hull, which is on the east coast of England. And I remember them telling us when we were halfway across that the boat that had left 24 hours before had hit a mine had been blown up. We got through.
Why had your father left the continent with the intention of going to England?
No, going back to South Africa.
Oh, I see.
You see? Mm-hmm. And then we went to Bournemouth, which is south of England, and we lived in West Southbourne, where I went to school, and I learned to speak English, because I couldn't speak English. I could understand it because my mother spoke English to us. But I learned English very, very quickly, and actually won.
So you didn't speak basically did
no,
not
I didn't,
speak English?
I didn't speak English until I was about 8 or 9.
Uh-huh. This is.
But I understood it because mother spoke English to us, and we spoke to her in German.
You had heard English, but she...
Oh, yes.
You didn't speak it.
Didn't speak it.
Why was...
I don't know. I believe that happens quite often with kids.
But she didn't care. She listened to your German and you listened
to
her.
Oh, she could speak German. She spoke rather broken German. She never learned to speak German properly.
Uh-huh.
She started a little too late in life.
Uh-huh.
There is a time, you know, a child can learn a language until they're about 8 or 9 and then they seem to lose the faculty.
It's not nearly so easy.
No. So I went to school in Bournemouth, Southport.
But you were trying to go to South Africa.
Yes. We could go by boat. We had to wait there for 2 years until we could get a boat back, because the ships were so full. All the soldiers were going back, and refugees were going back. It took us 2 years until we could get a boat to go back.
Because
there was an influx of people going back to South Africa. Why, I don't know.
They'd come to the continent as soldiers, or...?
Soldiers, many of them. Civilians. There may have been many refugees who were in a similar state that we were, mm-hmm. who'd had their fill of Europe during the war, wanted to get back to South Africa. I know that we stayed there for 2 years.
Was it also a matter of not having the fare?
No.
No, you didn't?
No. I remember the High Commissioner by the name of Spitzer helped us, and my uncle, Franz, helped us a little financially, because I don't think my father had too much money.
The High Commissioner from
South Africa.
South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Spitzer was his name.
So you were in Bournemouth for that 2 years?
Hmm?
You were in Bournemouth for the
In
two
Bournemouth,
years.
Yes. And then we went to Southampton just before the boat left, and we stayed there for about a month, and then we took the boat back to Cape Town. In the meantime, while we were in Bournemouth, my father had made plans to go into business for himself and start a noodle factory, because there was a need for that. Apparently there were no noodles being manufactured in South Africa.
Yes.
And he went to Brescia, which is an Italian town, and bought the machinery for that. I know one of the machines was called a gramola, which was a sort of a round tray with a toothed wheel that fabricated the dough. And then there was a press through which you would press noodles and macaroni and vermicelli and spaghetti.
But he had had a prosperous